We have very little time left until, what do you call it, January, the end of January, when our replacements will be voted by the LSVs. So all of you, even if you're getting off the board, you're still in this committee until you're voted replaced by your LSV. Even you're no longer an LSV member. Please remember that, people. So you still have the responsibility and the honor of helping Pacifica. Let's see. Until we're replaced, and probably that would be at the end of January. Now what happened? Where'd it go? Oh, it seems I've erased everything. Oh, darn. Okay, can somebody take
Nancy,
over his chair?
Nancy, this is Polina. I found the motions from Lydia, and I'm forwarding them to the committee.
Oh, thank you.
Also, one thing that I could do, I think it would be helpful to do the same thing we just did, is to work on the Google Doc just so that people don't have to migrate to a different Google Doc. Would it be acceptable if I posted the content of the motions into the same document at the bottom? Or is that too confusing?
At the bottom of the other one?
Yeah.
Put it at the top, Paulina.
What's that?
Put it at the top.
At the top. Okay, I'll put it at the top. Exactly. You're working at the bottom. Okay, got it. 1 second. I'm doing that right now.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful.
That way nobody has to move or open their email or anything like that. Just keep, stay where you're at in the document if you're already there. 1 second. Okay,
we are almost
the
at
formatting
1 hour
is
and
a
half.
Little messed up, I think. Oh, I'll try. Let me see if I can paste it without formatting. I'll do it in editing mode. Okay, there it goes.
Okay, today it took us 40 minutes to get quorum. And we've been working, well, since we got on the call, it's now an hour and a half, but we've only 40 minutes of that was just waiting for quorum. So we should try to make quorum at the time so we don't have everybody waiting, because you've got a lot of other busy things in your life, protest rallies or personal family business. So let's try to make quorum earlier next time. Let's see. We're at an hour and a half now from the time we were supposed to. We should have been finished by now. Have we made quorum? All right. Does anybody have something to say about the next item while we're waiting for that to come?
Oh, it's already there. It's in the documents.
Oh, it's there.
Except that I only see myself, Thomas, and Frank in the document. You guys, many of you have left. But anyways. It's there
okay.
At the top, and I'm just formatting it right now, adding the spaces between the clauses for readability.
Oh, I see it now. Okay.
And I already fixed the typo you mentioned, Nancy.
Okay.
Added the M to murdered. Okay, and I'm going back into suggesting mode as soon as I finish formatting this thing.
Okay. Frank here, while they were working, I got to try to mention something.
Frank. Yes, go ahead.
I know we already kind of, well, we didn't actually discuss it and approve it, but the agenda, and I've seen that the National Black History February fundraising idea is there.
Yes.
I'd just like to see if we can get, Janine would be willing to present her idea more formally at one of our next meetings. If we want to
invite her. Excellent idea.
So that's up to you guys if you want to invite her. Otherwise, she has asked me just to kind of present the idea to you all. But the only thing I wanted to mention about it is that it is a little bit time sensitive since it's going to require some organization And so if we could bump it up whenever we can, talk about it next week or something would be great.
Okay. I have just sent a copy of Lydia's motion to the public that are on. I only know two public that are on this. I sent to three, actually. Bruce and Venetia and Sue, if they're on. I'm not sure they're on. Okay. Does everybody have it now? Anybody not have it? Whereas murderous violence against women, including state violence, has reached epidemic proportions. Have y'all gotten it?
I received it.
Who received who?
It's me, Nancy. Mary Ann, I received it.
Oh, you received it. Okay, good. Okay. Anybody else received? I'm glad you received it. Anybody
it's also
else?
In the document. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. You know, there's one point that I think is missing in this motion, that the jurisdiction of policing, like government, state, police, cannot touch native land, what happens. So the native reservations, they're expected to police any kind of murders or missing people, and they lack the resources. So that's what I learned yesterday at the Pacifica Fight Back Town Hall meeting, that Indigenous woman Rosewood, I forgot what her name was. I'm sorry. She made that clear to me, that they don't have the ability to have any help from their own native police because of lack of funding, and the surrounding state police will not touch it. So the man camps that are hired by extractive industries, those people easily attack and rape and kill with impunity. This motion is missing that part that really I think a lot of people don't know. This is worse than black women or Hispanic women getting murdered and killed. I mean, both are bad. But, I mean, at least we have the access of police. You know, state and city police are supposed to do something. They're responsible. But in the case of reservations.
Paulina Sachs?
Yeah, Paulina, go ahead.
I don't think we need to worry about the whereas clauses as written by the maker of the motion, who is not on the call. So I would be more concerned. I would focus on reading the resolving clauses, like I suggested, so that we can get this through committee, because I really don't think that we're trying to make an all comprehensive statement about what's going on, but rather suggest or resolve that the Pacifica Foundation develops an air programming, right? So why don't we just focus on the language of the resolving clauses, because I feel that's pretty much what we should do. And
You're right. I'll just use that in promoting it when I sell it to the PMB. Okay. Resolve that. Shall we start it there? And public, you can comment. Please, you don't have to wait to we appreciate public comment. Okay. Resolve that the Pacifica Foundation develop and air a national serial radio program in collaboration with activists working to overcome these serious and deadly social and economic issues rooted in racism, colonialism, genocide, patriarchy, economic exploitation, focusing on the lives and histories of missing and murdered Indigenous women and on the struggles of Indigenous people in the U.S. and around the world to expose and seek justice in such cases and to prevent further such deaths, disappearance, and anti-women and anti-Indigenous violence. Anybody want to add something to help it or find something critical? Okay. Now her second motion is Okay, about the first motion, about having a serial, national serial radio program. My question is, in case, you know, on the negative side, is she ordering Pacifica to the Pacifica National Board to order the five stations to have a serial program? So when it says national serial program, to me, national says, oh, all five stations simultaneously, is that? I don't think that's what she means. Or that all five stations are recommended to make a program.
This is Frank here.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sad that she's not here to help us clear up her ideas, but I feel like keeping it focused on the murdered and missing Indigenous women is probably the best, because it continues on, and the struggles of Indigenous peoples in the United States around the world. Because I think there's already other shows. I know KPFA has a show around Native American issues called Bay Native Circle. There's another segment on a show called Across Indian Land that talk about Native struggles and Native issues and even murdered and missing Indigenous women. But I think, again, wishing she was here to discuss this further, I feel like it'd be best focused on the missing and murdered Indigenous women. Otherwise, you might just get a show that just goes on about Native American issues and might not cover murdered and missing Indigenous women. But, you know, not that I, you know, really think, let's see, where are my thoughts going? She struggles with Indigenous peoples. I think keeping it focused is better. Yeah, I keep thinking keeping it focused is better. But not to say that we don't need to cover the struggles of Indigenous peoples in the U.S. and around the world and expose and seek justice in cases. I just think keeping it focused. Yeah. If we have to do the murder missing Indigenous women, I think it's best we focus on that. But, hey, I'm just one guy, and I'm open for, you know, all your conversation. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, Paulina?
Frank, to your point, I'm actually not reading the statement as you are broadly. So if we look at the syntax, it says, after focusing on the lives and histories of missing and murdered Indigenous women and on the struggles of Indigenous peoples to seek justice in such cases and to prevent further anti-woman, anti-Indigenous violence. So I think it's still focusing on the women and the struggle of the peoples in general to help in this particular cause. I think it still is. I don't read it as and on the struggles in general, right? I don't think that the sentence reads that way, but maybe that's just
okay. I think a good clarification.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about in the Indigenous peoples in the United States and around the world, instead of on the struggles, just take out on the struggles. Just missing histories and missing and murdered Indigenous women in the U.S. and around the world to expose and seek justice. So just take out and on the struggles of Indigenous peoples. Just say the missing and murdered Indigenous women in the U.S. and around the world to expose and seek justice. How about that? I'm just suggesting off the top of my head. I'm not really.
Personally, this is Frank.
Go ahead, Frank.
Sorry, just jump in. But personally, I think her explanation kind of satisfied my idea. So unless somebody else has another issue with it, I guess I was just, like she said, kind of reading it more specifically when it's kind of a little more broad or vice versa. But I understand the wording a little better now. And I think it's fine. If somebody else wants to bring up something, then go for it.
Okay. Well, how does people feel? Keep the on the struggles.
I feel as good as
is. As is?
I continue to think it's fine as is. I don't think it's problematic.
As is.
Yeah.
Okay. Prevent further such deaths, disappearance of anti-women and anti... Okay. Have we beaten this enough? Shall we go to the second motion? Okay. Whereas the growing environmental crisis... caused by greenhouse gas emissions as manifest in global heating, chaotic weather events, ocean acidification, drought, flooding, and sea level rise has risen to the level of ecocide and terracide and worsened to the point that a very small window exists to enact radical transformations that can ameliorate and reverse these conditions. And whereas indigenous land and water protectors in the U.S. and many other societies have led in struggles for environmental justice and restoration, and indigenous methods of land, forest, and water stewardship have been shown to be important to protecting, preserving, and restoring the natural environment of the earth and the ecosystems that sustain life. And whereas, is this a capital W or a small? And whereas, even the international treaties and corporate political party platforms that claim to address these issues are woefully inadequate to the scope of the problem and the need for radical grassroots solutions and transformations that materially reverse the damage caused by colonialism and exploitation of the earth and its peoples. Therefore, Nizakama resolved that the Pacifica Foundation supports ongoing campaigns to utilize the UN Declaration of Indigenous Rights regarding free, prior, and informed consultation and consent to amplify and center indigenous people and their lives, and further, another comma needed, further resolve, so two furthers. How about just scratch out and further, or just and? We don't need further. Thank you, Paulina. And further resolve that the Pacifica Foundation develop and air a national serial environmental-focused radio program in collaboration with local tribe people at our sister radio stations. We must honor their self-determination and agency in creating a community oversight committee and include indigenous environmental activists, land and water protectors. The programming should focus on indigenous-led solutions and transformations to the climate crisis and related issues of environmental degradation and devastation, such as mass extinctions, the role of agribusiness in the development of highly contagious pathogens, and the poisoning of the land, the water, the rivers, and the seas through privatization, militarism, industrial pollution, and extractive industries. Comments, please.
That was incontroversial to me, not controversial to me.
Excuse me, could you say that again? I couldn't hear very well.
It does not sound controversial to me.
Anybody else? I don't see anything controversial. Now, do we have shows already that are doing this?
This is Frank here.
Go ahead, Frank.
We do have an environmental show that sometimes speaks with indigenous people. That's called Terra Verde on KPFA. And again, the other two native shows that I mentioned are definitely talking about this kind of stuff periodically. So, and we also have Sabrina Jacobs, who I know most of you are familiar with, that does a show called
A Rude Awakening.
I think it's still called I think that's still what it's called, but it's now devoted to environmental issues. Is that correct? Or
I had
to double check. It's now a separate show, but yeah, I think it's A Rude Awakening, and it's dealing with the environment. So we already have a little bit of build up here at KPFA. There are some shows that are doing it. That's kind of what I was getting.
I think this show that she's proposing is Indigenous Solutions. I'm not sure. Only you could tell me, Frank. The Terra Birdie and A Rude Awakening, and you said two other shows are addressing Indigenous Solutions or Indigenous Perspectives.
Yeah, I would say Terra Verde and Sabrina Jacobs' shows are more environmental, that will occasionally feature an indigenous person. The other two shows that I mentioned were Bay Native Circle and Across Indian Land, which focus on indigenous issues, all of which we've been discussing, MMIW, the environment, indigenous solutions, stuff like that.
Okay, Bay Native Circle and CIRCOE. And
Bay Native Circle is Across Indian Land is a segment during a two-hour show. It's like a 20-minute or 30-minute segment.
Oh, okay. And this is a KPFA show?
Yeah, this is La Onda Bajita has Across Indian Land, which is a segment during the show is called La Onda Bajita. It's a Chicano show, lowrider culture show that's on every Friday, 8 to 10. And during, I think it's either every week or every other week, there is a segment entitled Across Indian Land. And then our other show, Bay Native Circle, is on, I think it's on Wednesdays at 7. Bay Native Circle is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's a whole
hour
long. 1 hour? 1 hour show.
Yeah, it's a 1 hour show.
Okay, that's KPFA.
Yeah.
And these two shows, Across Indigenous, with this 20-minute segment, and the Native Bay Native Circle is Indigenous.
I believe that's 1 hour.
Solutions to environmental problems.
Okay. Yeah, Indigenous hosts, and they're talking about Indigenous issues. They might talk about political prisoners or other stuff, but I'm just saying that they do cover some of these issues. And I think what I'm getting at is that we probably can be able, you know, if it's going to be a network-wide show similar to COVID, Race, and Democracy, I feel like that these other shows can probably make contributions to the national show that would, you know, kind of overlap on their show and the national show that they could contribute.
Good idea.
And we also have... We also have a graduate from our program, the apprenticeship program, who is now working with the, I believe it's the Pitt River Tribe. She happens to be of European descent. She's working with tribal members using the skills that we taught her at the apprenticeship program to do a podcast about water rights and water issues through indigenous and tribal, that would be collaboration. So she's working with and for the tribes, producing a podcast about water rights in the West Coast.
That's
another thing
solution?
That she.
Great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's a lot of her stuff has indigenous. She's always in interviewing the indigenous people, and then yes, they are offering solutions as well. But we can make sure that we, you know, focus also. You know, partially focus on solutions for the national show. And I think part of that would definitely be like indigenous leadership, which is what I'm learning more about is, you know, following the indigenous leadership.
Oh, many, many ways to skin a cat here.
Anyways, I think my whole point to me talking was just that there are shows at KPFA that are covering some of this, not completely to the word that we're doing, but I feel like we can make contributions to a national show without too much difficulty.
Yes, something already done. But I do think that's wonderful to use the KPFA is already doing something here with indigenous solutions and perspective and to spread. But I think each area station may have different Indian tribes that have different problems. Like in Texas, we've got this desalination plant in Corpus Christi, and nobody knows about the cracker plant. And Lydia taught me about this. I mean, it's dumping so much horrible things into the ocean, poisoning the fish and poisoning the water and the air. Anyway, I didn't even know about it. I mean, I'm finding out from somebody in KPFK. because she's on the programming committee. A lot of people don't know this. So we have to leave it open for all the stations to make their own segment or show.
Definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to throw this out there before I forget about it. I know it's a little bit off topic, but there is online training that we've been doing as part of the apprenticeship program that we could, you know, kind of put out nationally to people at other stations that, you know, need help learning how to get out and get audio and, you know, edit and mix it. So just throwing that out there that we could help, you know, tribal people develop and skills and stuff like that.
When you say get out, what are you talking about? You get out in the field and take interviews? What do you mean, get out?
Yeah, get out into the field and get sound from, like, their events, stuff like that, where they're forums or whatever they're doing. I know a lot of it's online now. I've been watching a lot of indigenous stuff online. So, yeah, that's what I mean. Get out, get sound, bring it back.
So that means technology. You're teaching technology, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Oh, Frank, I mean, are there links at KPFA's website, or are these things... shouldn't they be, on our websites, training modules and things like that? Classes you've taught? Some of you have taught in the past, where you've a trainer developed a curriculum and just sort of, or are any of these things recorded? Like what you're implying?
Yeah. Well, what's happening? Yeah, so what's happening now is since we've been doing them online and on Zoom, we have started to record some of them in video classes. So there's a lot happening. Yeah, we're recording a feature stories class now, how to do a feature story with Allie Budner, formerly a KPFA graduate, but then she went on to work at KALW and Your Call Radio, and then she went on to Boulder Community Radio in Boulder, Colorado. And she worked with a 5 station public team. So yeah, she's teaching a class right now and then recording them on Zoom, and then I'm saving them. But yeah, so that and also what you said, yes, we're just teaching classes, basic skills, foundational skills in broadcasting. That's kind of the apprenticeship program, what we do.
Okay, Frank, say that again so that we can tell our programmers and volunteers the links or how, what is it called? This lady, I don't even know her name, is in Boulder and she's doing.
There's not like links yet. We're just kind of recording them and hanging on to them. So yeah, I think that's something that would have to be developed and maybe a little more production might have to be put into it. These are just like recording our Zoom meetings with the students. It's not really like an instructional video. There are people participating in the class, asking questions, working on projects that they're developing for the class. So it's a little personalized to that group of people. But what I'm kind of getting at is that without taking us too much further away from what we were talking about, is that maybe we want to look into organizing some sort of classes online that could be, now that they're happening online, they could be anyone from anywhere. In fact, some of our teachers have been from the East Coast lately. So,
okay, let's give this
just putting
a title.
That out there.
What is her name? Can you give a title to this? What is this lady's name?
Like I said, we're just starting to record those videos, so there's not like a special link or anything. But her name is Allie Budner.
Okay, Allie.
Allison.
Allison.
Like
Butler's.
Bud.
Zoom. Classes.
Sorry. Her name is Budner, like a rosebud, Budner.
Okay, B-U-D-N-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call it that.
You can Google her and see who she is. But I'm just saying that we're doing that, Thomas. Yes, we're teaching classes and recording them, but they are a little personalized to the people that are in the class because they're working on projects.
Yeah, okay.
They're not instructional videos that everybody would watch and just be part of it. But we do have these classes for like how to use Hindenburg, which is the new editing software that KPFA has been recommending. It's a radio software for editing and mixing. So we have those recorded, and we're doing this feature class. And there's some other classes that have been recorded as well. But they're not
Hindenburg,
posted. Like,
so this is sort of industrial use. I mean, this is what you'd have at the station rather than at a home computer, right?
Yeah, it's for home use. I use it at home. Everybody's kind of, it's just like a software that you download and you put on your computer. So yeah, it's just editing and mixing software that doesn't take a lot of power. There's not a lot of super bells and whistles, but it's very user friendly. And it was developed for radio workers, kind of, you know, does a lot of stuff automatically.
Yeah,
that
is
you
it,
want done.
Is it free?
No, you got to buy it, but they do give discounts for nonprofits, and you can get a free trial. And then what we have been doing is purchasing them on World Media Day, and Hindenburg always offers a discount, like 40% off of their super best one on World
but
Media Day. So what we do,
like, for a station couldn't buy a license and then, say, have, distribute it to, say, 50 different programmers who could, you know, independently use it. What?
You could do something like that. Yeah, we've done that at KPFA. Basically, first what they did was they gave us, like, instead of a 30-day trial, they gave us a bunch of 90-day trials, and people got to learn how to use it. And then I'd have to ask the station programming engineering department how they did it, but they got a bunch of free trials that they started giving out to people at home so we could all learn how to use it. And then they started installing it around the station for people that are in there. I think all the computers there probably have Hindenburg on it now. And there's different variations, of course, like Hindenburg, like the blimp.
Okay.
And the Journalist Pro version is the best one, of course, and it's a little pricey if you're trying to buy it as an individual, like $400. But I'm not sure what the station did to get it all throughout the station and get those special trial versions that were longer than the normal.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You said the Journalist what version?
Hindenburg Pro. Journalist Pro. Yeah.
Journalist what?
It just has more features, more pro, like professional.
A pro.
Another, Paulina, you use what again?
I use Audition, and I'm happy with it.
Audition.
It's not very easy either. It's also pricey. Yeah, and they also charge per month, so the Hindenburg version is probably better as an investment, but I know a lot of other editors who use Audition and wouldn't switch because we're just so used to it.
Yes, and that's what we used to teach, and it's much better, actually. There's way more control in Adobe Audition, and you have much more functionality. But Hindenburg is basically like Adobe Audition with less features. It's just more radio stuff. Adobe Audition was what we used to teach before the station went to Hindenburg.
Yeah.
And you're happier
Hindenburg
with the Hindenburg
Pro is what they use. Most NPR people use Hindenburg Pro, and all the, NPR related podcasters as well. But, if it's just, these are just options.
Yeah, they're all just options.
Well,
but
it'd be
the
nice
one thing
if there was, site licenses where, at least an entire station worth of programmers would be using, say, the same thing. I mean, whether, you can migrate eventually to one is, sort of dependent on a lot of variables, but including resistance to change. I mean, as Paulina just said, most editors are fine. They know how to work their program, and don't really want to change unless they convinced it's easier somehow. But there's always.
And I think this would just be for a teaching, for a class that no one had any software at all. We would probably suggest Hindenburg because it goes Mac or PC. It's pretty universal. It's simple.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I think I've kind of guided us on to a long conversation about other stuff, but anyways, in the future when we work on this stuff, I think we could talk about helping people gain skills no matter where they're at now that we're online.
Yes, yes. And Frank and Thomas, are y'all on the technology committee? Thomas, are you?
I have been, yeah.
Well, there
we are. I think
I
got dropped.
You got dropped?
I haven't been receiving the emails anymore about when they are, and I think I might have missed too many, but I would love to still join them.
Yes, so we can. Any two members of a committee can call a meeting, and Jim has not called a meeting for 2 months, so, yeah, we can do that. We just have to poll the committee and see the task force, see what day is good. Yeah, let's definitely do that and welcome all the programmers of all five stations and the LSBs, because there are some LSBs who have, you know, interest to do this. I mean, we need to get up on board. The media world is passing us by. we should be number one. Okay, folks, we've gone over 2 hours. I feel bad because we went 4 hours and 3.5 hours, and we did a lot on that programming motion. I'm glad we're all doing this on a Sunday, and it's taking away from family and other times. So shall we adjourn? Is there, how does it
feel? Nancy, I have a question for Lena here.
Okay, Paulina, go ahead. Hurry, quick.
I feel like those two motions are ready. There's no, not like we're going to do any further work on them unless we really hope and expect that Lydia come on. But I feel like those are ready to be voted. Might as well take care of it.
Okay, how does the committee feel about these two motions? The environment, I had no trouble. It's just I'm worried about one point that the national board may think that we're imposing an order that they carry national programming. That gets alert, a nervousness of people thinking, oh, preempting programming.
Nowhere in the motion does it say that we're mandating anything, any programming.
It says when you say the word national, that's
well, it's a national effort to produce stuff that will later, you know, and of course it's going to be in close collaboration with program directors or, you know, GM, should that be the case for some stations. And I don't see anything like anywhere to read that into. That we're.
I would like a phrase then. And after
there's
the
no
resolve,
national show
that,
yet, there's no production. It's completely aspirational, and I think it's fine.
Well, I think at each station we should put. So it's not. They said it's they don't think it's just one show that's going to be on all five stations. That they understand it's going to be open for a collective at each station. Isn't that what she wanted, or she was thinking one show for all five stations?
Jack,
yeah, I'm
well,
not sure either.
I don't know what she wanted.
So Pacifica Foundation developed at each station? Or that's the only thing. I don't want people to say, no, we don't want somebody telling us, you know, one way, because there's going to be different Indian tribes at each, you know, areas. That may be the objection. I want to see this passed, but I want it written, and that's the only point. Sue, you're here. Go ahead.
I think one excuse for them not wanting to pass it last time is that it's way too long-winded and detailed, and I think it still is. And I think you could take out all the stuff that's anticipating the future when it's all video, just only for the sake of making it simple and to the point. I forgot.
Okay, video part is not in here.
Nancy, this is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I think Sue is referring to the programming committee's motion, and we're done with that one for today, right? We're talking about the indigenous programming and the environmental programming with indigenous-led production, right? Those are two
Sorry.
Right. Sue, no problem. Just Yeah.
This is about missing, murdered, and women, indigenous women. This is...
In this case, I think it's too narrow. This one.
So you don't like the focus on just the missing, murdered women. It's called MMIW.
Yeah.
We have some indigenous shows, but there's no strong focus on just the killings and the murder and the missing.
Well, how about if you broadened it to all the different problems of indigenous women and women of color?
This is Frank here for a suggestion.
Frank, go ahead.
We're going to come down with the wrong witch.
There's also the...
Not,
yeah, somebody's unmuted.
Let's bring the plant down.
No, we're not going to transplant the plant.
I know, but we'll put it in the back.
Jerome, can you mute? I think it's Jerome. I'm not sure. Somebody mute, please. Mute.
There we go.
Go ahead, Frank.
I think there's also some of these initials or whatever we call the MMIW, but there's also the Black Indigenous People of Color, the BIOC. I forgot how they pronounce it. The Black Indigenous People, BIPOC community, Black Indigenous People of Color. So, I mean, if this is what we've been talking about over the last couple of times, is more inclusion, I think we could... we could add that in, because the MMIW, if I can make my girlfriend might be able to hear me, she works on that a lot, and I think it's kind of morphed into MMIWGR, something like that, Black, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Relatives. And then there's also the Black Indigenous People of Color. So I think maybe we can start going with, I can't get the clear terminology, that she hears me. Honey, can you hear me? What is the initials now? Is it Black Indigenous, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Relatives? What is it? You don't know. All right, but I think it's MMIWGR, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Relatives, and then there's Black Indigenous People of Color. So if we wanted to like combine these terminologies, I think we might reach more of an inclusive space, because, of course, there's the two-spirit trans people that are identifying as women that might have been born as into a quote-unquote male gender that could be covered with the missing and murdered indigenous women, girls, and relatives. And then also the Black Indigenous people of color would also cover, you know, trans Black Indigenous people. I don't want to get too twisted in my terminology because I'm not totally clear on, you know, all the definitions and representations, but I do know that I feel like we've been striving for some inclusion here in our discussions, and I think that will help.
What about rape and abuse?
Okay. You know, this motion has what we got that Lydia produced, and we don't have a motion for the Black murdered and missing, which I put into new business, that we start coming up with a motion on that, because I was just looking at it. I mean, Sharon was talking about this two meetings ago. She said, well, what about the Black and murdered and missing? And I saw it said 1/3 of all women murdered and missing are Black in this country. Anyway, one of the articles I read. So we don't have a motion yet for those, and I hesitate to lump in some more groups because it's a little bit different. I think different in that the jurisdiction of reservations, the authorities to police are completely different from the state and city police, And so state and city police don't touch what the people who get murdered and missing on in reservations. So it's a little different. Am I wrong? That's what I think.
Well, that's why I think it's sorry, Frank, here when you're ready.
Go ahead, Frank. Go ahead.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I think that's why it's BIPOC, the Black Indigenous People of Color, because I know there's a lot of conversation about where Black Indigenous people fit into tribal, how they mesh, because there's a lot of still unacceptance, I guess I would have to say, about where Black people are still fighting to be considered Indigenous people with Indigenous bloodlines, proven bloodlines. So anyways, that's why I would throw out the, I wrote it in the comments. I don't know if you guys have your comments visible, but to have your comments visible, they should be a little section on the right of your document that has people's names and their comments in it. How do you see?
Oh, you wrote? I'm not seeing it. Okay.
I don't know how to get my comments to show. Let's see. Anyways,
well,
you would see
so
the
this
comments
is Sharon.
On the right. So
look
anyway, I just say that's it for me. Yeah.
Look under chat.
That's another way, but that's, yeah.
Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
Well, I'm still against it. I would be for the second motion, but this first one, I think is, well, I would be voting against that.
Why?
I still think it's very racial in the way that it's expressed. Maybe I'm understanding it wrong. But I think that to single out certain types of women over others who have the similar issue, it's very racially motivated.
We need a motion for Black women who are missing and murdered. I mean, it's a big, serious problem. We don't have a motion, but we should make one.
It all depends on what the purpose of this motion is. Is it just to educate people about Indigenous people who are raped, murdered, etc.? Because I see that there is a line in here where they mention other types of people of color. You know what I'm saying? Black people and people of color. So I don't know if that's a kind of a come on, a drop phase, or whatever that purpose is. If all it is you're going to be addressing is Indigenous people and certain kinds of Indigenous people, because now we have to go through this whatever these names that he just mentioned, to make sure that they are also part of the Indigenous people or not part of the Indigenous people. So it's kind of confusing to me.
The other names that he mentioned, you're talking about
all those alphabets.
The other program? No,
the various alphabets that he mentioned to talk about different types of Indigenous people.
I'm adding them
people.
To the comments up here so you can see them, yeah.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to add it up there so people can see what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, so like, what's the purpose of all of that? If you're talking about Indigenous people, then Indigenous women who have this particular problem, are you trying to educate people about the Indigenous people only who have this particular problem because they have certain circumstances that's different from other people who have this problem? Because to me, it seems like the problem here is that they are women.
That they're what?
And they're vulnerable. And that this could happen to women who are vulnerable no matter where the women are that are vulnerable. In the Indigenous community, out of the Indigenous community, just women in general. And it happens more to certain types of women. No matter what kind of political structure or policing structure you have, because in the Black community, we have similar problems. And even though we do have police around, who are supposed to assist, many of them don't assist, and many black women are killed, murdered, raped, or whatever, and nothing is ever done about it. So it's almost like they have no protection at all.
Yes, we do need to recommend on a presentation, on a program, it seems like segments would be more noticed by the listeners if they were given from a indigenous viewpoint and from a black viewpoint, from a GLBTQ viewpoint as well. I don't know. I'm talking like a program director. I'm not a program director. Okay,
Nancy, this is Paulina.
Yes.
I just added in suggestion mode.
Yes.
What Frank put in his comment, so it could read, whereas the Indigenous-led movement for justice for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and relatives, MMIWGR, and black Indigenous people of color, BIPOC, has highlighted the connections, whatever, the rest of the sentence is the same. Would that be agreeable? I mean, I agree with Frank.
No.
Okay, it says, with a connection between the exploitive, extractive energy industries and such killings and disappearance on Turtle Island. The extractive energy industries is the man camps that are hiring people for, you know, pulling fracking or whatever, extracting things from the ground, and they know they can kill with impunity because there's nobody to stop them.
This is Frank here. I don't think she's asking to take that out. I think that's staying in. Right.
Of course, but...
okay, yes, yeah.
So are black indigenous people suffering from the man camps of, you know, that are of the extracting energy industries? I really don't know. It's like it's... Black people are being killed everywhere in all situations. Okay.
I was just going out there. I was just, you know, trying to be the throw it out for to be inclusive. I'm going to still do a little more looking up about it because I'm not all solid on these terminologies, but I do know that I have heard it referred to as MMIWG, girls and relatives, and then I think we're all familiar with the black and people of color terminology, BIPOC.
Yes, I don't want to exclude any group. I just thought maybe we do them motion by motion and make sure that they are done. And if we put all three groups, like GLBTQ, into this, we need to reword the motion to say, I don't know, it just seems like well, I have to think about this. We want to do that. Will it be accepted more accepted more easily if there are separate motions to make sure these segments get segments or shows get done? Did somebody ask for the floor?
Oh,
what was that sound?
Paulina. Yeah.
Paulina, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the idea is if we were to make a motion for every single sector or group that needs a national show, all we would have is national programming. I think this is a specific initiative. If people are not ready to vote on the wording of it yet, maybe we should leave it till next week, because I did think it was going to be less controversial than what it is coming to be. So I don't know. And yeah, I mean, I'm kind of running out of steam in terms of my time as well. But anyway, sorry.
Okay, look, maybe I will try to make a draft for a separate motion, including missing Black, Indigenous people of color, BIPOC, and maybe another one for GLBTQ. Because these are issues that Pacifica should address if no, you know, nobody else does. I mean, we have to, we must, whether the other media does or not. I don't think they are. All right. I don't want to do overkill here. I want people to be able to want to come to the next meeting. We have done now, let's see, from left, we started 12:30 Eastern, and now it's almost 3 o'clock. So we've gone way, way over 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 2.5 hours almost now. All right. Shall we adjourn? And
this is one, before we go,
yes, Frank.
I wanted to ask something.
Who is it?
Before we go. This is,
yes,
Frank, yeah. I just wanted to ask of the group if we wanted to invite Janine on next week to present her idea, and maybe we would have to move that up to the agenda next week. And I only say that because I know it's a little time sensitive to get rolling on something that's going to happen in February if we want to include people from the whole network. I don't know if she actually needs us to do the resolution or whatever, because she will end up doing something. It might just end up being KPFA only if she does. But I think her intent is to see if we would like to, you know, pass some sort of motion and suggest that we do a national day of programming. And then also add in a fundraiser, you know, because we know we're all needing the money, of course. So would people be open to moving the National Day of Programming for Black History up into the agenda of next week and let, say, we give Janine like 10 minutes or something to present her idea, and maybe we could just one of us could – I could work with her maybe to write a simple motion that we could pass and then see what she can do.
Yeah,
it's national,
right? It's on a national platform.
She wants to do
right?
it. She wants to do it nationally. She wants to do it nationally. But
yes,
again,
I would like to. I think that's a very good idea. If she writes a motion and you help her with it, and it's presented, and we don't have to go wordsmithing, that's a really good idea. And I think this is wonderful. I think PNB will go after anything that'll make money. And this is for the whole month of
Are
February,
you guys all,
right?
Anybody
not just one day.
That we kind of spend a few minutes to talk about that next meeting?
I think that's a good idea. Please invite her.
Yes. Ask her to write a draft motion so we don't spend a lot of time wordsmithing, because the idea, I think, would be appealing to the PNB. And I just don't know if it's for one day or it's a whole February.
It would be 12 to 24 hours, depending on the participation that she gets. Her email, I forwarded out to everybody a while back, the week I missed the meeting last week. But basically, her email is like two lines. I can read it to you right now. The idea of a national network-wide day of programming for Black History Month that can also be used as a day of fundraising for the network. And then she wrote, during the month of February, 12 to 24 hours, preferably 12, Black programmers from all the networks contributing, and she's open to executive producing if there are others who can co-produce and fill in other roles. However, those roles would need to be clear, as well as where the program directors fit in the scenario. That's her whole
email. The money will go to Pacifica Foundation, or will it go to the station that all their listeners are donating? That would be nice to clarify.
Yeah, I think we would. I could work with her to kind of come up with what she is hoping. But I guess I would just imagine that it would just be evenly split amongst the stations. But maybe it can go to the loan or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point to make it more acceptable. Okay.
Okay. I will work with her.
Thomas, is that you? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say I took those 15 points and put him into six. They're on the bottom in green. Paulina, they're under suggested mode, but can you make sure they're you know, they stay there, and what you can do with it, what you want. But I started each with a stock phrase that the LSB PCs consult, advise, and offer assistance. Basically, in implementing, you'll see. So there's that.
Okay.
And maybe what did we decide the next meeting to sort of vote on these?
Sunday, next Sunday, 21st.
Next Sunday we'll meet at the new time with this.
Okay.
12:30.
I sort of zoned out while I was doing this, so I.
Okay, so we were not finished with Frank's motion to put the black. Programming special, national special, at the top of the agenda for the next time. And Frank and Janine will write something. And Janine, if possible, can present. Is that okay with everybody?
And maybe we can
Let me just ask Frank the question. Did you say in that your motion black programmers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was
the head of my Black History Black History Month committee at my high school several years running. So it should be it's the focus is on Black history. It doesn't have to come for black programmers necessarily, right?
Black programming, right?
But she said in her email that it would be great to have black programmers from the network.
I've
done some stuff on black history and black person as well. I did a story about the local arts and artifacts exhibit. So, we'll have her present and then we'll
suggest Janine, if that's okay, black programming. And welcoming black programmers, but also non-blacks. They're writing about
their
black
allies.
Allies.
I will bring this up with her. So, and then I will also help her write a simple motion, and then maybe we could lock it in to only spending 15 or 20 minutes on it, the most, so we don't take up a lot of time with it. Paulina.
Yeah. Sounds good. No, I think that the details we can discuss at the next meeting, I suggest.
Okay, so it'll be at the top of agenda then.
Good.
And hopefully, ask Janine if possible. She can meet with us. Sometimes she's tied up doing something at the station. So if possible, try to. We'll get her in at the beginning.
Personal question for Frank, before you adjourn.
Right, that's 9:30 next Sunday, right?
Yes, 12:30 Eastern. Thomas, go ahead. 9:30
Pacific. Okay,
so,
thanks.
Frank, I had heard 2 months ago you were arrested while doing journalistic activities. Are you free and clear of those specious charges? If that is in fact what happened,
I'm still working on it. The police have charged me, but the district attorney has not filed the charges. So, I was kind of a little bit of both out here because it was in my hometown. I was kind of in the protest and documenting at the same time. So, kind of a gray area, I guess.
Should be starting a defense fund for you, man, and putting a cart right now, They can call it.
He was paid twice
in defense of street journalism in the Bay Area or something, or support Frank.
You don't have the right to tase anybody for protesting or doing their job as a journalist.
Of course. So I'm saying, Frank, that's my question. Is there a defense fund or a defense committee yet established?
That's not been established, and it's probably from lack of my participation because I'm still having solidified my legal representation. And I know that I have met with a couple people that have talked about doing that, and there was some flyers handed out, and a proposal to ask Quincy to do a support. So yeah, it's out there, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So I can keep it posted as much as I can. So I'm supposed to be working on it. My first court date was last week, but they didn't file any charges. So they just told me to go home and call them on a weekly basis. So out here, they have 1 year to file charges.
Oh.
So I'm like in a legal limbo. They can choose to file the charges anytime they want. And then a warrant is issued for my arrest, and then I have to appear.
Let's try to get, I mean, William Kunstler and F. Lee Bailey are no longer practicing, shall we say, but surely there are some free speech lawyers in the area that might take it pro bono as a way to and get out in front of it and quash it. Possible, especially if some publicity can be garnered. Anyway, we can talk offline, but, you know, I didn't mean to
thank
take
you,
that
John,
up there.
Yeah.
Or intrude, but we're concerned for you, Frank. Let's put it that way.
That would support change.org if with your permission or, you know, a petition. I mean, we have a lot of people in Pacifica.
Well, feel free if you've written out a sort of a status that you care to share with any of us. We'd just to apprise us and... maybe we could just have
I guess thank you, and I'll do that. The first thing I could do, though, I'll send the video to you all in the group email, and you guys could see for yourself unbiased too much the progression of the what happened to us, because basically we were a counter-protest, so outnumbered.
Did you post it on
what town were you in?
Antioch.
Over here in the Bay Area, Antioch, California.
Antioch, yes. Oh, okay.
Did you post this to Pacifica Foundation TV YouTube channel?
It might have been. The video, yeah, it's in there. It's already on YouTube. It's got a couple thousand views. So.
Did you put it on the Foundation YouTube channel?
Not yet, no.
No, it's not.
Has the administrative rights to post it on the Pacifica channel. And we do need to get our people to post a video on the Pacifica Foundation TV YouTube channel. And so, of course, you got 1,000 votes on the plain YouTube, but, I mean, we need to build up our – this is appropriate. I mean, we want this for history in there. Okay, we better adjourn before we get all
thank
burned
you
out. And that's my
all right, hang in there, Frank.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, a motion to adjourn until next week.
So moved, Paulina.
So moved.
So moved. Seconded.
Okay. Oh, you don't need a second in committee. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Not thank you. I mean, I'm happy for all of us getting together and the public as well. I'm very happy. I think everybody's happy. Okay.
And take a look at what I wrote, folks.
Yes,
and
yes, everybody.
Any better. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Otherwise,
I'll
thank you.
Frank, clean it up. And,
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.